I'm Vince Farote, and this is The Daily Refill. Okay, the big church news that everyone is excited for and talking about revolves around Bishop Robert Barron. Now, you probably know Bishop Barron best from his multimedia ministry called Word on Fire. Since 2015, Bishop Barron has served as an auxiliary bishop of the Diocese of Los Angeles under Archbishop Jose Gomez. This means that he assisted the archbishop, but didn't fully lead the diocese himself. Last week, Pope Francis appointed Bishop Barron to lead the Diocese of Winona, Rochester, Minnesota. Now, for those of you who are worried about your Word on Fire content, have no fear. Bishop Barron confirmed that even though he's moving, he'll keep serving at Word on Fire, and even said on his Instagram page that there's just a lot of exciting projects in the works. So we'll keep praying for the bishop and his people as he takes on this new role. In other news, with Roe v. Wade looking set to be overturned later this month, a lot of focus has been placed on living consistent pro-life culture beyond just the issue of abortion. One area that people have started focusing on particularly is paid parental leave policy reform in dioceses. Bishop William Wack in his Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee, Florida, has also set his sights on it. After two laypeople brought their concerns about paid parental leave to Bishop Wack, he took it to prayer and felt moved to action. On May 20th, his diocese announced a new paid parental leave policy for diocesan employees. Under this new program, employees will receive 3 weeks of paid parental leave in the event of a birth or adoption. Bishop Wack hopes to keep building and lengthening this policy in the future. We'll keep praying for openness, fruitful dialogue, and committed work across the country on this and many other issues.
This has been the Daily Refill. For more, visit SpokeStreet.com.